Hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is Christina calling you back from customer service. Can I please have a zip code on the account that you were calling in about, please?
65270.
65270. Thank you very much. And can I please have the first and last name on the account?
Janey, J-A-N-E-Y, Davidson.
Thank you very much. And Davidson is spelled D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And can you please verify the address on the account for security purposes?
718 Greenbrier Road, Moberly, Missouri.
Thank you very much. All right, your account is coming up now.
I don't even have an account. I don't know what the charge is for.
Okay, it looks like a tactical bag was purchased on the 17th of June.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. And that enrolled you in our Factory Direct Savings Club membership, which gives you $125 to use in the store where the tactical bag was purchased. And that's sent to your email monthly. So they sell things like the tactical bag, smart watches, dash cams, different types of gadgets. It's a consumer gadgets store, but it's the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, which gives you $125 to use in that store.
Well, I really don't want that. Can I have a credit back and cancel it? I didn't know I was signing up for that.
I can cancel it for you so that you will be out of that membership and they will not charge you again. There'll be no future charges. But I'm not able to refund the $67.32. But you do have that $125 that you can use in the store. So it's not a complete loss. You do have the $125 to use to purchase whatever type of gadgets that you would like to at their store. And that is in your email. And I'll go ahead and cancel this so there will be no future charges.
Okay, how long do I have to use it?
You should have...
I guess until it renews again.
Yeah, I think you have this month to use it since you still are enrolled in the... you paid for the month of June. So I would try to use it by the 21st of July, just to be safe.
Well, I need to look and see if I've got an email about it. What would it be under?
You can look under Consumer Gadgets or Factory Direct Store.
Let me see if I can find it before you get off of here. I've been waiting in there.
Okay, and you should
the
look.
Callback thing.
You
it's
should
under,
look on the 21st of June.
It's not under Consumer Gadgets. What was the other thing to look under?
Rated Consumer Gadgets.
What?
Rated Consumer Gadgets, maybe. Highly rated Consumer Gadgets. Or Factory Direct Savings Club.
I don't think it's under any of that. It's kind of hard to go back to a certain day. I'm not really good at email. I don't have a lot. It's not there's nothing under Factory Direct. Let's see. I don't think I can hardly go back to June something. That's been a long time ago. I get hundreds of emails every day, and it's so annoying. I've been going and going and going, and I'm still in July.
Okay, I can go ahead and put it on, I can go ahead and fill out a document to send you another voucher, okay?
Yeah, but I want to see if I actually got something, because if I didn't, I'm going to be calling my credit card company, because I think this is right next to fraud.
Okay, like I said, you can look on the 21st of June.
Okay, I finally got to the 21st. Let's see. It doesn't say what time it's sent. It doesn't give times on these. I get, like I said, probably hundreds every
You can
day.
Look maybe at 11:25.
Actually, it isn't giving me times, and I don't really know why. 11:25. I'm telling you, there's hundreds of them in here. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I know.
Because
my email's the same way.
Yeah, you can't find anything, and who has the time to look at this stuff? And I need to go through and delete it every day, but I don't even have time to do that. I can't even get to the beginning of it. I don't know what it would be. You get so many fake things. Oh goodness. Okay, that's the end of it instead of the beginning. I'm going the wrong way.
Okay, like I said, I can put it in to send you a new one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can, but I still want to see if I actually got something, because I don't know what I'll be looking for, and like I said, I get so many of them every day, I can't ever find anything. I did not intentionally sign up for this, so I'm not very happy about it.
Yes,
the bag was, might have been worth what it cost to have it shipped, maybe, but it's not very... It's tiny. It's like a little child's size thing. So it's, I wouldn't have ordered it if I'd have known what it was. And I wouldn't have ordered it if I'd have known I was signing up for something. That's why you have to read the fine print.
Yes, ma'am.
Which,
and I'm sorry if that information went unnoticed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does for almost everyone. I still haven't found anything. But I don't really know exactly what I'm looking for in the headlines here. And I'm surprised it doesn't give a time. I guess it only does on the daily stuff until it converts into something else. I don't know.
Okay, well, I do have to go ahead and move on to the next call. I can go ahead and put down to send you a new voucher since you can't find that one.
Well, you can, but I have to know exactly what it's, I have to know what it's going to look like, because if I don't, then I'm not going to be able to ever find it.
Okay, did you look in your spam?
Exactly what it says. Well, no, I'm still trying to look in my regular stuff.
You can type up at the top of the thing,
but when
maybe.
You type for a search, if you put the word in it, it'll find it wherever it's at. it'll go to spam and whatever it's at to find it if you put in what it's under, but you don't even know what it's under. So that just shows me even more than ever that it's just a scam.
Okay. Well, I'm very sorry about the misunderstanding. I can give you the cancellation number. I've canceled it out so you won't be charged again.
Yeah, I do want to write that down.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right. That's going to be 260-689-685.
Okay. And I still have to know what it is in here when it comes in. What is the, where is it coming from? What's the address? Or
it's going to be Consumer Gadgets. And you can look for a voucher, Consumer Gadgets, things like that.
You mean
that
you
would
don't
pop
even...
out at you? It's going to be Consumer Gadgets.
Okay, well, there isn't anything that I got here from Consumer Gadgets.
Okay. All right,
so
well, I will put one, I will put down
to the
I'm
credit
sorry?
Card company. I'm going to have to call my credit card company because if I don't have the email in here and they're charging me that much money for something that I never got, then, and you said it went, I mean, the day it's charged is the day that I supposedly was sent an email.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see what I can do to help you. We want to keep our customers happy. I can offer you a 50% refund if that will make you happy today.
Well, a whole percent refund would make me happy.
Okay, what about 75%?
I don't know why I can't just have 100% refund. I haven't used it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and refund that 50, that full refund for you, okay?
It's $67.32, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And you should receive this back on your account in 3 to 5 business days. That refund was successful. Let's see. 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Just notating your account. Almost done. All right. So you should see that back on your account in 3 to 5 business days, and you have that cancellation number, and that should work for your refund as well, okay? And I'm still going to put this down to send you another voucher to your email. And let me just make sure that we have your email correct, okay?
Why would you send me a voucher if you're refunding?
You still would receive that voucher?
Well, if I cancel it, then I'm not paying for it, so I don't need it, right?
Okay. Well, I'll just cancel it all out, so I won't need to send you that again. All right, and you have everything that you need. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, as long as I get my money back, I'll be happy.
Yes, ma'am, that refund was successful, and you should receive that in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're
sorry
very
I'm
welcome.
Annoying, but I...
Oh, no, ma'am. That's my job.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, you too.
All right, bye-bye.